Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the contraction and the expansion, the ebbing and the flow. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take in the next three deep breaths, let us be cognizant and conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently. As we take our second deep breath in, let's just bring our attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the spirit, the monastery of the soul. This hub that if it stops beating, you stop existing. Sit for a moment in gratitude for the work that this wonderful organ does. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious that for the next 10 minutes or so, we are consciously choosing to close the door on the exterior world and place our attention and focus on the interior world of spirit. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 57 for Psalms to Pray, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Be merciful to me, O beloved. I open my heart to you, for in you is love and wisdom. In the shadow of your wings, I will find peace, until the fears that bind me are transformed. I cry to the source of all life, to the eternal one whose plan is wholeness for all. Send your angels to awaken me. Put to rest all that keeps me in darkness. Help me to live the oneness we are, eternally with love consciousness. I lie at night in the midst of dragons, fears that seek to overpower me. They rise up to taunt me. They seek to control my life. Be exalted, O Holy One, Creator of the galaxies. Let your glory, your love and light embrace all the earth. My fears have woven a web like a spider that seeks to entrap and eat me. Fears live within me, gnawing at my bones. They bring only suffering, despair, and paralysis. Yet, in my heart, I know, beloved, your love is the healing balm for fear. I will sing and make melody. Awaken my soul. Awaken me to love's song. I yearn to create with you. I give thanks to you among the peoples, O heart of my heart. I sing praises to you among the nations. For your enduring love and light fills the universe and even makes a home in my heart. Be exalted, O Holy One, creator of the galaxies. For your glory reigns throughout all the universe. Divine Beloved, grandest being, thou who art the infinite mystery, the source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this moment, giving thanks for this day, giving thanks for all the blessings that this day contains, giving thanks for a fitful night's rest, and to wake renewed, restored, and replenished by your Spirit. Divine Beloved Mother, Father, God, as we consciously enter into your presence, giving thanks for all that has been, for all that is, and all that is yet to be. We know that truly it is by your grace that we live. We know that it is your grace that is our sufficiency in all things, for all things. Our every need has been met. Our teacher taught us that before you, we even think or call, you have already heard and answered us. So we rest in the assurance that right where we are, your presence guides, directs, heals, renews, restores, prospers each and every one of us. It is written that God is no respecter of persons. You simply allow us to use the faculty of faith to connect to you, to surrender to you, to trust in you. It is written that we walk by faith and not by sight. Strengthen our faith that we may look beyond the appearances of whatever is happening that is contrary to what we are wanting for ourselves. Strengthen our resolve that we may understand and remember that even if things do not go the way we want, they will go the way they need to. For always divine order is in order. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence this moment, resting in the awareness that always underneath are the everlasting arms that uphold, that encompass, that support us, that we need not fear because perfect love casts out all fear. Our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That kingdom that is all peace, all love, all joy, all abundance. And so as we are consciously communing with you at this time, we hold in our hearts for everything that is happening across our globe at this time. There is so much that is going on, so much that is overwhelming, that is frightening, that is demoralizing and unstably. But let us come back to the remembrance that right where we are, your presence is. That right where we are, truth is. That right where we are, love is. So for everything that is going on in our world, we simply put it before your throne of grace, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it for every situation, for every condition, for every circumstance. You know how to supply for each and every need. Divine Beloved Mother, Father, God, and we ask that you touch the hearts, the minds, the conscience, and the consciousness of all those that govern. May they come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, humankind, and let's stop seeking to govern by division, but seek to govern with justice, fairness, and unity. We are the one race, the human race, and we are one with each other as we are one with you, the infinite source of all that is. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, for those that have no one to remember them in prayer, we hold them in our hearts at this time. The displaced, the refugee, the homeless, for those that are suffering from mental disorders, for all your children now, we ask that the light, the love, the peace that cometh from the Christ Spirit that is everywhere present, bless them now, heal them now, restore them now. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God, within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer to resonate within your being. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.